you in is a process, right? So we're here tonight with a sketch plan. And that sketch plan, I can put up here and show you. You've all received it in your packets, but just for your purposes. So the area outlined in pink is the 20.72 acres. That's the existing parcel there. And they're proposing 16 buildable lots and 6 conservation lots. So as you know, your code requires when you do a subdivision that 10% of the parcel be made available for conservation. That, interestingly, was already done when the 50-lot subdivision went in. So you're almost getting like double conservation land. But Clover Reach is really committed to understanding the fact that the land that was previously made available for conservation has become used by the public, and there's a trail network. So part of the 6 lots that are created in this proposal do 3 things. They provide for a little bit additional buffer for the houses that are on Summit Street. They maintain connectivity for the trail network that already passes through from the south side of the site, the uphill side, to the downhill side. And then they have some space that can be designated for community benefit. I think in one of the sessions they talked about community garden or, you know, a trailhead space or something that would be to the benefit of the property owner. So the roadway that's proposed would come off Summit Street, and you all are probably very familiar with that parcel. There's a currently a cleared portion of land that extends back. It's about 500 feet back from Summit Street. That would be a two-way section of roadway. And then to minimize the impacts due to grading and to traverse the grade a little bit with a smaller footprint and to allow for the reduction in tree clearing that might need to occur, we're proposing a one-way looping road that would loop to the south and then around to the north, and the driveways would be available to those 16 lots off that one-way looping road. We've been in touch with your DPW about connection to sewer and water. We just spoke with them last week. So, you know, we would connect to the municipal sewer and water. And so there would be at the time of road construction, the utilities would be installed. Those would be dedicated to the village. They'd be constructed to the village's specification, and we'd work with the village's engineer on that. Outside of that, I mean, I think you guys probably know the long history. I don't know if any of you were on the board previously when the previous subdivision was in, but there has been some work that was done on the property at that point in time. So there's some areas where there's some clearing that occurred, and there's some roadways that were roughed in. Part of that is what we're assessing with the wildlife and wetland impact, is just what are the impacts of that clearing. Okay, but we're not proposing to follow that old roadway network. It's a lot more roadway than what we believe is necessary for the 16 lots on this property. Outside of that part of your application, in addition to the application form, there's a full environmental assessment form. That's the state's form for the State Environmental Quality Review Act. We're assuming that you would be the lead agency under SEQR and undertake that environmental review. And what we've tried to do in the form is provide all the basic environmental information, both about the existing conditions of the property, so things like the soils and the cover of the land, the slope of the land, and any of the natural resources that are on the land, and then talk about what's proposed as far as the development of the 16 houses with the central sewer and water. And I think tonight, what we were hoping is that you would get that SEQR process going. There are a number of other agencies that will need to grant approval for this project. And so Rob can, you know, he can go over it, or I can mention it, but by declaring your intent to be lead agency and circulating out to those other entities that would have approval authority for the project, you start the process with SEQR, and then at your next meeting, if you've heard back from the other boards or agencies, then you could declare your intent to, you can declare to be the lead agent and start the SEQR review.
I read about the grading too on the driveways.
Yes.
That are supposed to be 10%, but you had some that you think will be between 10 and 15?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
How will that affect runoff?
So what we're proposing to do for stormwater runoff is to manage it in a lot by lot basis instead of in a big central stormwater basin, so that we're managing it close to where it's produced as opposed to running it down the hill. So in the old subdivision approval, there were several stormwater ponds that were being proposed down in the buffer area between the development and the lake. We do not want to employ any sort of central stormwater system like that. So we'll be looking at providing individual lot by lot stormwater management at each house site. And then for the road runoff, capturing the road runoff in this central loop area and treating and managing it there.
On the roads, was there any thought to using curbing at all?
We could certainly talk with you about that. Right now, the way we're contemplating the grading is to pitch the road towards the hillside so that it's got a single slope instead of a crown slope. That helps us control the stormwater a little bit better. It's a little bit atypical from what your normal road section detail is, but I think for this site, a more sensitive design would be appropriate.
Okay, any questions? Let me just make sure I cover all my.
Sure, yeah.
Oh, where would you be hooking up the water?
Oh, so when we talked to the superintendent, he said he'd like us to connect on Overlook. So we would connect through down the hill, but that was his preference.
So that's like behind Le Mans?
That's a good question. I don't know the neighbors' names well enough to tell you that.
That's the first house going in on the left, right of Overlook.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It'd be here between, let's see, LeMond and Miller.
Okay.
And that's all on land. So this property does have frontage on Overlook Court, so it would be all on land that's currently controlled by the applicant.
Okay, and you're already aware what Philmont's road specs are then?
Yes, sir, we've seen them, but again, we're talking about possibly changing the road profile.
Okay, any other questions? No?
I've got some housekeeping if you would like me to do that. Mr.
Absolutely.
Chairman.
We love housekeeping.
Sure. My name's Robert Simmons. I'm the village attorney. George Schmitz to my right. He's the village's engineer from CPL. We'll be assisting the board and working with the applicant on this project as it gets reviewed. One of the first things we probably need to cover is the escrow that we would collect to cover the village's costs for any legal time or engineering time that's applied to the project. And I communicated with George, probably because this is going to be somewhat intensive on examining the stormwater and the environmental potential impacts. We were suggesting a $5,000 initial deposit that obviously if it is not used, it would be returned, it would be billed against, and if it was depleted or got low, we would ask for additional funds depending on how long the review process takes. I put that out there for the applicant.
Would that include the major subdivision fee?
As Brandy said in her application, we didn't have an online resource. We have to go back to one of our old fee schedules to figure out what the major application.
Okay.
But yeah, we could either collect that by a separate check for housekeeping. We'll ask the village clerk, treasurer, how she wants that applied. But.
Yeah, and we've tried to reach Lee several times and haven't been able to get a sense of what the fee schedule is, but we can certainly have a check run up at any point.
Well, it's kind of complicated. I didn't get it myself.
Yeah, okay.
the other housekeeping thing that I think would benefit the review of this project, and I had spoken with Brandy about this and she was amenable to it. In today's information society, probably if we get their submissions electronically, either PDF, and then we can put a link on the village website so that as documents come in, they get uploaded or put onto the website, and then anybody in the public can review them, and then planning board members and George and myself can get them up to date. And that's a technological thing that will work out. I'm sure Brandy at Ty and Bond has a Dropbox. I've seen other applicants set up a Dropbox link, and then from the village website, you click in, and then you can review any documents you want, and I would offer that if the board's amenable to doing that. That works for you, Brandon?
That's fine, yeah, absolutely.
SECR, I reviewed your EAF and the information submitted. Maybe we can coordinate you, George and I, or whoever on your team, as to who you believe the interested or involved agencies are, and then we can prepare the documentation to go out for circulation. The SECR review, as the board's aware, is you have to take a hard look at the project for potential significant negative environmental impacts by this project. We have some history here. It obviously needs to be updated, and they have, you know, I'm glad to hear that they have an environmental firm or assessment firm that's going to do that. Our SECR needs to be deemed completed before we really go out, so they need to get that study into us. I don't know what your timing frame is on that.
I think it's in the next couple of weeks, right?
Yeah, it's, the mapping is done. It's just being put into the site plan.
Okay. I guess my suggestion is let's get that and then do the agency so that we have all the data.
Yeah.
That makes it easier than someone saying we didn't submit everything we needed the first time.
And also, I hadn't considered previously that the village board may be an involved agency due to dedications of future infrastructure, so I want to make sure that they're included.
Sure, we can coordinate on that. I mean, as you know, we usually notice more agencies than necessary to make sure we don't miss anybody.
Yeah.
Stormwater. The last project obviously was controversial due to the stormwater detention ponds and the conservation easement. I know there's a lot of concern over that. I know stormwater regulations have changed. For the board's information, George is the CPL expert on stormwater, so we're lucky to have him here. They will do a stormwater pollution prevention plan, which is a document that analyzes everything there is to do with stormwater, and it will get reviewed by your engineer as to the best practices and what's permitted by DEC. So that is an ongoing process. And the other just simple question I had was the inside of the central loop, who's going to own that at the end of the day? What's the plan?
We would propose that would be part of the conservation land that is deeded over to the town, or the village, excuse me.
All right, so we would have to look at what kind of maintenance and things of that nature are associated with that infrastructure.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I don't know if you told me, I apologize if I forgot, do you envision any pump stations or lift stations?
Yeah.
Right now we're not envisioning any central station. We may look at a grinder pump option that could be built out unit by unit until we can get the flows up to the gravity part of the system.
And I know George hasn't reviewed materials yet. Maybe you
Sorry, George. I didn't realize that you hadn't received a copy. Yeah, I can just make sure you get emailed.
So if you email him a copy, but I don't know, you've done enough of these reviews. Is there anything on your punch list on a start off that you'd want to see?
It sounds like you really hit him already. I mean, you've got the Norbert, which I'm glad to hear. Norbert's really good at what he does. Dan does a great job on survey work. I know, again, I've reviewed SWIPs from Time and Bond, so I'm expecting in decent shape, so I would just say get it in as quick as you can so we can start the review process on our side, again, to move towards, you know, getting a complete application. But yeah, that's what I'd be looking at, you know, is the water and sewer. You already reached out to the DPW, which is great. The SWIP, those are the big ticket engineering items. Any lighting, of course, would be dark sky compliant, if, you know, I'm sure you're well aware. Landscaping, I know you guys are really good at that, no invasive species, all that stuff. So is it just all the normal things that goes into this?
And just to add to that list as it pops into my head, Brandy, is there gonna be, you can address this later, I'm not putting you on the spot, but is there gonna be any phasing to construction? And we probably need to look at impacts to the village and the village roads as far as build out. You know, is it a 6-month build out? Is it a 10-year build out? That came up in the prior rendition of this. Obviously, that was a lot larger project with a lot more impact. We'll have to talk as we go along the way about bonding the infrastructure. You know, as they put the roads in, as you know, they rough it in, do construction, and finalize it and bond for the village to do that work. And then the other thing that I just know is going to be of concern is visual impacts from the reservoir. In the previous application, we had pictures and artist renditions. Those artist renditions weren't deemed satisfactory to some people, so I leave it to your discretion. As far as, I don't know, because this one's significantly less and significantly higher. But you're gonna get concerns about seeing it from the reservoir. The zoning in that area allows houses there, so it doesn't mean that no one is never gonna see a house. But, you know, minimizing the visual impacts, or at least identifying them properly so that everybody understands what it's gonna look like when it's built out.
Right.
Would be of a great help to the board.
Right, okay, great.
I don't know, at your discretion, and we can discuss what you think you need. You know, an artist scale rendition from the reservoir side looking up at the hill was submitted last time. I don't know if you do a balloon or I defer to engineering on that.
We'll talk with our team. One of the things that has been undertaken, because of Clover Reach's commitment to being really respectful to the land and minimizing impacts to the neighbors, is that they've been surveying individual trees on the site, which as a wooded site, that's a very significantly large number of trees. In fact, the survey I received was like, you know, a blob of dots because there's so many trees there. But we're trying to site the housing locations as well as the roadway to minimize the number of trees so that we can leave the most tree cover possible, which should help minimize the visual impacts. But I think for us tonight, what would be helpful would be, you know, feedback on the number of units. 16 to us seems pretty reasonable. It's about a third of what was approved previously. And the one-way looping road, because I'm not aware that Philmont has anything similar. And so the reason it's proposed is because it allows us to make a narrower road, which then allows us to lessen the grading impacts. And I can certainly, we've done a little study just to see how much we can lessen the grading impacts. But we've tried to sort of proactively look at how to reduce the impact on site. But because it's unusual, it's not standard to the village's road cross section, I'd like to get some feedback on whether or not that sounds like a reasonable approach for us to take so that then we can get into the more detailed engineering. And then lighting, if there's not a requirement for street lighting, we'd propose not to have lighting, there'd just be house lighting. That again would help minimize the amount of lighting impact.
I think there was, I have to double check. Because I remember the previous developer was proposing individual house pole lights. Which,
like at the end of a driveway or something.
Yeah, which, you know, then you get into dark sky compliance and all that. But we can double check the code to see what it says.
The loop road, I mean, I understand it's a little atypical from a cross-section standpoint, but from a fire code standpoint, it's still, I'm assuming, would meet the fire code. Again, I haven't seen the drawing itself.
Yeah, and if it would be helpful, we can certainly provide the truck radius, but we did lay it out with that truck radius in mind. No red flags or anything from you guys?
I don't have any.
That's helpful for us, because then we can advance it to the next step. So. Okay. If you've got any other questions, I'm happy to take them. Otherwise, we propose to be back in a month, if that's amenable to you.
Yeah, we'll put you on the agenda for next month.
Okay.
I'll email you so you get the exact date.
That'd be great. Thank you.
And we'll have something on the website.
Okay.
I'm becoming a technological genius.
That's what we're having to do these days. I can submit our packet in a PDF format for what we submitted for this meeting, and then we'll submit the subsequent information. We can give it to you in hard copy and PDF format, whatever is
That'd
best
be
for
perfect.
You guys.
When do you expect to have the wildlife and soil reports back?
We're thinking in a couple of weeks. So I know Norbert just finished his field work. Last week, I think it was. So, takes him a couple weeks to put things together on paper, and then.
All right, and by next meeting, you'll know what your build out schedule is and that kind of thing?
Yes, sir.
I'm good.
Okay.
Everybody all right with that?
Yeah.
All right, so we'll put you on the agenda then for next month. I'll email you with the exact date, 7 o'clock, of course.
Okay. Great, we'll see you then.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, nice to meet you all.
That was good.
Okay. Okay.
Like I said, we'll.
We have a motion and a second to adjourn, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
So here's some of the...
We're adjourned.